Morning. So it's the morning after the night before. Were you up all night watching the election coverage? Are you excited by the result? Surprised by it, maybe? Are you celebrating or lamenting? Anyway, life goes on and we all have to work together to help the country through what will be tough times. While we're still full of thoughts about elections, here's another thought about God's election of us. God elected to create planet Earth, this beautiful Garden of Eden, an oasis in the midst of a galaxy of lifeless planets. God elected to create Adam and Eve, men and women, you and me. God specifically chose to create you, wow, just out of the goodness of his heart. His overflowing love wanted you as a pet to love, a child to care for, a friend, a son, a daughter, a partner. He didn't want robots, but feeling creatures who could return love freely out of the goodness of their hearts. So God elected to have us. Down the centuries, people have misunderstood God's election. They assume that it's exclusive, that he chooses A, B, and C for heaven while rejecting X, Y, and Z, consigning them to hell. But that is wrong. God is not like that. His election is inclusive, not exclusive. God wants every single person. When he came down to earth as Jesus, the Good Shepherd, looking for his lost sheep, 99 out of 100 was not enough for him. He had to risk his life to get the 100th sheep. God, the father of the prodigal son, the wayward hooligan, wanted him home, and also his self-righteous big brother. He wanted them both home. God doesn't pick sides. He just wants everyone, from all tribes and peoples and tongues, from all times and places, to be united as one great family under him forever and ever. Amen.